Exam Skills Trainer 5, Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
There were loads of us when we first started talking about going interrailing. Too many for it to be manageable, really. The idea was to broaden our horizons, even if it was only to see a bit of Europe. But it was proving impossible to get everyone to agree on a route. Some people wanted to head up to Scandinavia, while others were more interested in the Mediterranean, Italy and Greece, for example. In the end, three of us decided to go it alone, which was a good thing, really, as none of the others went in the end. The best thing about it was that we all wanted to do more or less the same thing, so we didn't fall out once.
Speaker 2.
There's this organisation in the States that sets you up as a monitor in a summer camp, so I decided to give it a try. I'd been longing to go there for years, so I thought this would be the ideal opportunity. I'm used to working with kids as I'm a basketball coach, but I really wasn't prepared for looking after 37-year-olds for 3 weeks, 24 hours a day. I wasn't on my own, of course, but we didn't have any time off, and the kids never stopped. The only redeeming factor was the camp's location. The scenery was breathtaking, and it served as a pleasant distraction from the army of children I always had around me all the time.
Speaker 3.
It seemed like we'd been working up to the exams forever, so it was a tremendous relief to get them all over and done with. When school finished, we just wanted to get away and forget all the trials and tribulations of the previous months. So we booked an all-inclusive break in Magaluf, Mallorca. The four of us shared an apartment, and although we did most things together, we were free to do what we liked when we liked. It was perfect. We didn't regret our choice for a moment. The resort was full of people just like us, and there was no end to the fun. We all felt a lot better when we got back home.
Speaker 4.
It wasn't ideal to go straight from studying for exams to working a double shift in a restaurant, but it worked out okay in the end. At least I was abroad, which made it sound a bit more exciting when it came to telling everyone else what I was doing. When I got my place at university to study German, it seemed like a good idea to go to Germany for the summer and brush up on my speaking skills. My time there certainly taught me a thing or two, as it was the first time I'd ever had to fend for myself. I quite enjoyed it, to be honest with you, and it certainly set me up for leaving home to go to university when I got back.
Speaker 5.
Initially, I had no idea what I was going to do for the summer after leaving school, but then this volunteer work on an organic farm in Switzerland came up, and I thought, why not? I'd never been out of my comfort zone before then, so I wanted to see if I could do it. When I got to the farm, I wondered what I'd let myself in for, because it really was in the middle of nowhere. However, I soon got into the swing of things, 6 o'clock starts and all that, but I gave it my best shot. By the end of the first week, the farmer was relying on me to supervise the other workers, which made me feel very proud of myself indeed.